Wisconsin is supposed to be boring and bland. But you and I know it's not true. We have proof. His name is Liberace. Walter Liberace came from a devout Catholic family in West Allis. He was a piano whiz in grade school, focusing on classical music. At the tender age of 20, he played a concerto with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Milwaukee's Pabst Theater. But Liberace grew tired of doing classical music in stuffy concert halls. The kid from West Allis had a taste for razzle-dazzle. In the 1940s, he dropped the name Walter and billed himself simply as Liberace. His new act mixed flashy classical works with flashy popular music.
I'm going to open my show tonight with Tchaikovsky's 12th Street Rag.
And Liberace got the message. Flashiness was his future. From the 1950s until his death in 1987, Liberace earned the name Mr. Showmanship. He trafficked in excess, always delivered with a friendly wink. He arrived on stage in a Rolls Royce.
How did you like the entrance? Was that okay?
His act featured showgirls and comedy routines. He also perfected a gimmick that was literally splashy, called the Dancing Waters. Liberace wowed his audiences with ornately decorated pianos, topped with his trademark candelabra. His costumes included a beaded tuxedo, an ostrich feather robe, oh, and a white llama fur coat with a 16-foot train.
Boy, it really stops traffic when I shop at Safeways.
He once told a reporter, "I didn't come here to go unnoticed." As for music, he gleefully mixed Chopin with Home on the Range. Critics scorned Liberace's flamboyant style, as you might expect, but he couldn't have cared less. After all, he typically earned more per year than any entertainer on earth. In response to the harsh criticism, he famously quipped, "I cried all the way to the bank." In an era when gay celebrities had to hide in the closet, Liberace lived more or less openly. He officially denied being a homosexual, of course, but he declared it on stage every night in so many words. For his gay fans in a more repressive age, that was part of the fun. Sadly, HBO's recent biopic, Behind the Candelabra, tries to spoil all the fun by peeking behind Liberace's glorious facade. The idea is to expose his sometimes less than glorious private life. But as a Wisconsinite, I have no desire to peek behind Liberace's glorious facade. I love his glorious facade. It's the best evidence, to date, that Wisconsin can be as glamorous as any state in the Union.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.